You are the darkest burning star, and we are Blender Style, the show where we discuss an extreme blend of music. On this episode, Five Finger Death Punch, The Way of the Fist, released 2007. Cheers, gentlemen.
Cheers.
I get it. I saw the video for The Bleeding back in the day, like 2007 or whatever. Uh-huh. I thought it was a cool song.
Was it like about somebody on a period?
No, bro. It's about like a bad breakup and then homegirl commits suicide. It's a pretty tough video.
Is that the one with...
I don't know who the girl...
Scream was? Queen Danielle Harris or whatever that was in Halloween and stuff?
I don't know. She's pretty hot.
Yeah. I think I saw the same... So anyways, like, I didn't do much research, but I watched, like, every Five Finger Death Punch video. And
I'm sorry.
You know, I mean, a lot of them I did kind of fast forward, but.
I did think it was a cool video. I thought the song was pretty badass. But I was, like, at that time in, like, 2007, I think I was getting into, like, bands like Opeth.
You like know Five I mean? Finger Death Punch?
Just, like, yeah, I liked Slipknot before. And, like, I really wasn't super into, like, metalcore or whatever until a little bit later.
So this definitely has, like, a metalcore feel to it.
Oh, 100%.
Like, the very end of metalcore. Like, it sounds like...
Like All That Remains.
The guys, yeah.
There's, like, clean vocals. And
but
then
not as good and not as technical. This is, like, the local band that made it through and got a record label, I feel like.
So I've heard, like, the internet just trash this band constantly.
Yeah.
Like, this is up there with, like, Nickelback and other bands that just get trashed. And I was like, I never really understood, like, what the beef was about. So I was like, all right, you know, let's try something a little different. I'm going to try Five Finger Death Punch album. Because I wasn't familiar with the band at all, except for that, like, one song.
Ballsy pick. I like it.
I've heard they do covers, like Bad Company.
So the first time I heard of Five Finger Death Punch was a guy that I worked with. And he would ride up and down, you know. Aisles on a forklift listening to them cover Gone Away by The Offspring.
Is just like on repeat?
Dude, you know how some people have like 35 songs they listen to?
None of those people are watching this show.
No.
Or they're just watching this episode on repeat.
Dude, they're like, hey, have you checked? Hey, check out my playlist. And I'm like, Disturbed by it because there's Disturbed on it, you know. But
doing the Sound of Silence, it's like the first and third track. He's like, I like it so much I put it in here twice.
So the guy that was like listening to this, like, I was like, I have to check this band out, right? So I, you know, quick little internet Google, and the guy that was listening to it actually looks like the lead singer. I was like, you're never like, listening to this.
You're like, I don't think board shorts are appropriate PPE.
Yeah, like again, he literally had like an eyebrow piercing and like. So, anyways,
so did you tried it? You tried Five Finger Death Punch at that time?
No, I just heard that cover, and then he was like, have you ever heard of him? And I was like, no. And he's like, you should listen to him. Anyways, yeah, that was the end of it. That was it. I heard
so,
the cover.
Yeah, and I wasn't done. Familiar.
So this is the first time I've ever listened to a whole album.
So I asked Reddit. There's a Five Finger Death Punch Reddit. It's bros out in there. And I was like, hey, I'm going to review Five Finger Death Punch. Which album should we do?
Yeah.
Right. Kind of mixed opinions. I think it kind of narrowed down to maybe like two albums.
Oh, okay.
And, I was like, I'm going to choose the debut. Like, that one was kind of, like, up in the comments for sure. I was like, all right, I'll just go with the first one. That seems to make sense for me. That's The Bleeding. I'm like, that's the one I know. Mm-hmm. So it made sense. Casey, are you familiar with the Five Finger Death Punch?
So I'm not familiar with them, but this is one of those bands that, like, you know when sometimes you listen to a band for the first time that's been, like, hyped up, but that everybody's always, like, talking about? I feel like there was a lot of hype around this band back in, like the early 2000s, maybe later 2000s.
Yeah, this came out in 2007, so okay, later 2000.
Yeah, maybe later 2007. I remember them and like Volbeat had like all this hype around them.
I hate Volbeat, bro.
But like you, there's always those bands that you're like, you never got on the bandwagon for, and then you listen to it for the first time. And so when I heard this for the first time, I was like, man, what have I been missing? And then I listened to it and I was like, oh yeah, nothing. This band is pretty shitty. Didn't miss shit.
You didn't like this?
No, this was fucking horrible. This warped me back to 1999.
What are you talking about? What do you mean?
Yeah.
I feel like these guys were old when they started this band.
They were.
I feel like they were the older guys at the local bar.
These were the older guys that in as their teenagers, they kept this idealism about them of how horrible life was and how badass they were. And they just wrote songs about it.
Dude, I love that there's ego all over this.
There is. There's so I much love fucking ego. It.
Like, this and guy I is think... like, I have the biggest dick ever.
Oh, no, like, I don't. No.
Well, okay, I mean, okay, like.
Like on Death Before Dishonor. That's like, I'm a badass.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's definitely vulnerable lyrics in this.
100%.
Yeah, so, okay.
The Bleeding's sad, dude. Like, The Bleeding is an emotional song. You cannot deny that. Like,
I can deny that. I didn't find any of these emotional.
You didn't like The Bleeding?
I didn't like any of these songs.
Oh, like, you know what?
Oh, this is like riffy, though.
Like
it's simplistic riffy. There is nothing complex. This is straight up.
The vocalist is what this band is in this album.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, what is good in this album, I'm sorry to even say, is the vocalist.
Well, I'll take it one step further. Because there are some catchy melodies on this.
Yes, dude.
Because of the vocals.
Not, I don't know necessarily if it's the vocals.
He's killing it on this, bro.
I think it might be the simplistic guitars with the drums. But that's the thing. The drums are simplistic. They're repetitive as fuck. The guitar is repetitive. It's new metal guitar riffs. A lot of open chords and stuff.
There's solos on this.
There are solos, but they're really basic. I mean, I take that back. There's some pretty decent solos.
You know what? The lyrics are kind of basic, and I think that's why I like them.
I think that
because I can understand it.
I think the thing that bugs me about it.
I fucking relate to it even.
I think that's what bugs me about it is because this is the shit.
You haven't gone through a breakup bad enough, Casey.
I've never cared enough.
No, I honestly think this is like a story of guys that were honestly like had no chance and they somehow made it through. You know what I mean? What they're doing now is just complete bullshit. So I was the exact opposite of you. Like when you said like, oh, you heard this cram down your throat. Like all I ever heard about this band was don't listen to this band.
No, and so that's
I never listened to them.
You
picked this album, right?
Right.
And the first time I listened to this, I'm like, holy shit, I am connecting even with these lyrics.
Me too, yeah.
Because the lyrics are so simplistic and so straightforward that it is universal.
I agree.
Like, I think there's, you know, I am so surprised I'm even saying this right now.
I know, right?
And all the beef that is thrown at this band should be thrown at this band after this album. Because this album is actually It's a decent album.
So I listened to this and I'm like, I don't get it. So I started doing homework. Why do people hate this band? And I think it's about the members.
No, it's because they suck.
Specifically the lead singer, Ivan Moody.
Yeah.
He gets too drunk. He's a fucking douche or whatever.
He's super moody.
Well, he's like sober. he's like sober now.
He's sober, which I respect a lot. You know what I mean? But this guy is like has struggled with some shit in his life. I think that comes across in this. But he's so like unsavory that he like pisses everyone off. He probably has like bad political opinions that people, I don't give a shit about that. If your music's good, I don't, you know, it's good.
Dude, this is the ICP of metal, but just not as good.
So
you think ICP is better than this? I'm not going to disagree.
Fuck yeah, ICP is way better than this.
So
first of all, ICP has way more albums that are.
Did you listen to more than this?
I watched every Five Finger Death Punch video ever. I went down a fucking hole. It was like watching the Kardashians. I was hooked. I was hooked like a motherfucker. And again, dreads. Fucking dreads. You got dreads. You probably drive a Lamborghini.
I'm completely opposite from you guys. I felt like these lyrics were freaking lame as hell. It was a whole bunch of quotes
Oh, yeah, that you've heard 20 million times.
You've heard, like, rednecks and white trash say a million times, and then he put it
into
lyrics. That's
why I relate, I guess.
Oh, I totally relate, yeah, because we were all white trash
growing
up.
It's why I like corn, dude.
But at the same time, the music is catchy, like the harmonies and stuff of it are really catchy, and it does earworm its way into your head. The first like four times I listened to this, I couldn't tell you anything about it. It was just in one ear, out the other. It was so annoying. And then once I got past the stupid lyrics and the dude's voice isn't that good.
Oh, it's good.
What's crazy is there's not a lot of effects on his voice.
No, yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like his singing parts are good, but when he does his growl, like at the like the intro track,
dude, I love the vocal test. What?
All right,
the vocal test is cool.
No, it's
the vocal test was sick.
Is that what it is? A vocal test?
Yeah, it's like an offspring. Fuck!
Bring it.
But you know what I mean?
But
I thought that was weird. The intro does not make on Ashes. That's dumb.
Yeah, and I thought it was stupid.
There's this thing
that Nate says all the time when we're recording, and it always irks me when he does it. And he always says, this sounds like something else, or this sounds like other bands that have done it better before. And that's exactly how I feel like this. I feel like this is 1999 repeated in 2007.
This is late. Like there was metalcore bands, there was Slipknot,
This is stained with metal because the dude sings the same lyrical content, woe is me, everything sucks. Except for he does it shittily compared to Sting.
You don't think it's genuine?
Even if it is, it doesn't come across as genuine to me.
I think this guy is like, he's taking a simple piece of paper, his simple pencil, he's writing his simple lyrics, and he's getting...
He's a simple man.
But I get it, right? I'm just like, he's fucking... Yeah.
And maybe
fuck
that's
this
it.
Bitch, you know what I mean?
Maybe that's it. Because this music, even the heavy parts, aren't heavy. They're upbeat and happy with these lyrics to them.
This is Hatebreed.
Kind of.
With like...
Trivium. Ooh. His vocals are like Trivium and Hatebreed had a baby.
Maybe. But yeah,
vocally, that's what it sounds like to me.
The music is so upbeat and happy.
It's not happy.
To me, this music is happy. There's nothing heavy. I mean, yeah, there's nothing heavy about it. It's hard, but it's not heavy.
I think the vocal pattern starts to get the same.
Yeah.
I think he kind of starts to do...
The distortion is too clean. The drums are too
repetitive.
This is
happening around this time, though.
And that's the thing. Like this,
I think the guitars were going around this time and era. Like even bands like Atreyu, like the guitar tone was more 80s sounding. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
But Atreyu had going for it. Two really good guitar players with some really great back and forth.
Oh yeah, I'm not trying to. I'm not trying to compare. That. I'm just saying, like in this era, 2007. Yeah, like,
I get that.
I feel like this band took everything that everyone did from like 2001 to 2004 and put it in this album. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So
you're making
nothing,
it sound disingenuous, though. I don't.
Okay, so I don't. This sounds like a band that has played bars the same bar over and over. I relate to it. I know it sounds stupid. I should never even admit this. This is the Nickelback of metal or whatever. I don't give a shit.
Nickelback sucks.
I honestly...
Canadian band.
Honestly didn't think I would like this as much as I did. So
this... Don't go to your ratings yet. I still want to talk about this because you guys are both crazy. This band
is... It's not great, but...
No, it's not good.
But...
There's something genuine about it.
I get why people
don't get
like
any
it. Like
genuineness.
They're drinking
about it.
Shitty beer. You like good beer. You like good whiskey. You like nice things. This isn't for people that like nice things. These are for simple people.
No.
And I don't mean to be
guys,
offensive.
No.
But like
these guys either worked a part-time job or didn't have a job. And they had Five Finger Death fucking punch.
You forget there were many, many parties where we would go by not even Natty Ice, but what the hell was that?
Milwaukee's
best. You have
a
hard time with
even worse than that.
You have a hard time with this because you work in the oil fields, but you work in a smart job.
I worked in a shit job though. I shoveled oil for years.
This is that mentality. Like this,
I still work a shit job.
This is upbeat, happy music that you hear.
It's not happy.
No, listen. This is upbeat, happy music, overproduced. I think.
Oh, this isn't even overproduced.
No,
at all.
I think this sounds great. Listen.
The production on this is not great.
The musical side is overproduced. I think the drums, the guitar are too clean.
The guitar is clean.
It's way too clean.
There's like very little distortion.
Yeah. It's upbeat, it's happy. It's very simplistic, which I have no issue with. I like nu metal. That's simplicity at its finest. But the problem is this upbeat, happy, to me, sounding music with these motivational quotes as lyrics.
You're not wrong.
And to top it off,
like Five Finger Death Punch lyrics are in some shop somewhere.
Yeah, dead serious. And to top it off, there are multiple tracks on here.
It's like a fishing
You're ball. Better off without me. I'm better off without you. And they're just like,
Yeah, we're going to use that. Yeah. Can we borrow that? Yeah.
Yeah.
This is something that your high school bandmates would write when they're trying to be, you know, teenage age.
It's totally that.
Known numerous bands back in the day that would have written lyrics like this.
And I also like that they were like 50 when they wrote it.
They're all retired.
You remember
now.
That band
Five Finger Death Punch.
Right.
But then
They think Five Finger Death Punch is a really, really badass name. It was lame from the beginning.
But then on top of that, there's multiple tracks on here that sound like they're ripping off other tracks from other bands.
So you were talking about this earlier.
Yes. And I didn't mark it because I didn't have a pen, but
what was it, like a Breaking Benjamin song you said?
Yeah, Diary of Jane.
It sounds like The Bleeding.
I think that's what it was. There's another track on here that kind of sounds like the beginning of Shackler's Revenge from Guns N' Roses. Although I don't know if that's true, because maybe Guns N' Roses ripped them off, because I don't remember when Chinese Democracy came out.
No one does.
It's just, to me, it's just a weak album.
All right, so you think it's weak. I don't think it's weak. Nathan, I think, likes it.
There's some catchy shit on here. I'll give it that. I just...
What's your favorite song on this? Do you have one? This is like Banger City for me. I think there's like five good songs on here. At least. Ashes, The Bleeding.
Maybe White Knuckles, just because I can make fun of it and say I'm taking back control of my butthole.
I hear it that way now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what would you rate it?
What would you rate it?
I gave this a 2.1 out of 5. It's boring. It's nothing to keep you wanting to listen to it. It's simplistic. There's this tough guy lyric, this inspirational quote thing. It sounds so fucking cheesy to me. In the thing that pisses me off the most is there's the catchy parts. They get stuck in my head and I hate it. And I'll fucking listen to it. Like the whole time we did this album, I would get home and all night long, it's in my head. And it fucking pissed me off because I don't like it, but it was in my head. And then I have to listen
to
it.
They write catchy riffs and
Casey,
shit.
They do write Casey, catchy shit.
Casey is visibly angry.
This is the maddest I've ever seen you.
If this is what...
He just five-fingered.
If this is what Reddit and the interwebs suggested to you as being one of their top albums, I feel sorry for anything after this, because this was so bad, I could only imagine how bad...
Did you listen to anything else?
It gets worse.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't get better.
I purposely didn't listen.
I watched every Five Finger Death
I purposely
video.
Did not listen to their other stuff. I did listen to their new album. It just came out like weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
It's not good.
It was weak?
It was not good. It was bad. All right, Nathan, what'd you give this? What'd you rate Five Finger Death Punch, The Way of the Fist? Which now I'm saying out loud, I'm like, this is lame. Yeah.
You know what's really lame is that I'm going to give it this score.
Oh, yeah.
I give it a 2.9.
That's low.
No, that's high.
I thought you liked this.
Yeah, 2.9. It gets a little... Jeez. But
looks like you're gonna be the odd one out.
Oh, 100%.
The songs that I did like, I thought were good, but it everything kind of started to sound the same. I think they have the same formula. I do, but I love that I can hear the ego. I love the tough guy shit. Like
I love how like, cheesy I the like tough how, guy attitude
like
is.
It's honestly ballsy as fuck.
And the fact that they're gonna throw it out
ballsy,
there.
And I, you know,
the fact that they throw it out there and wear it, it just, it's, yeah, I got to give him
he
that.
Doesn't think he's lame.
No, exactly.
No, he thinks
like
he's...
That's like a little kid who goes out in a Superman cape and he thinks he's cool. But you know he looks like an idiot.
Dude, honestly, just because people think you're badass doesn't mean you're cool as fuck.
Dude, my mom said I was cool.
Yeah. Well.
All right, Matt. So what did you give it?
I give this a 4.1 out of 5.
Oh, my God.
I think this is on par with, like...
St. Anger?
No, All That Remains, Fall of Ideals.
Really?
I think this is a contemporary...
I think it's comparable.
It's comparable. I love that album, too. I think that one's better than this. Like,
so you're saying you love this album?
I think it's really good. I'm surprised people shit on this.
You know what's crazy is I gave it a 2.9, but I'll probably listen to songs off this again. Yeah, and that's what's so embarrassing.
I don't think I'll ever
I'm not afraid to be I'm not afraid to be embarrassed.
It's no more than 2.9, Matt. Don't get your... not saying I underrated it. It's a 4.1.
Five Finger Death Punch fans out there, they get it. You know what I mean? This is like...
Yeah, they also probably like Volbeat.
I don't know. I just... It's probably because I'm dumb. You know what I mean?
And no,
I'm
totally
like unintelligent and I don't really like deeper lyrics. Like it's the deeper... I like Cradle of Filth, but I don't understand the lyrics.
It's because you wish you were macho like this dude is.
That's probably... You know what it is? It's probably like the bleeding like speaks to me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm like, I feel why this guy's like wanting to throw the bottle against the wall. Okay. You know what I mean? And that's genuine. There's like real emotion. And I hate music that has zero emotion.
Yeah.
And this is like full of like raw emotion in my opinion.
It's definitely.
With chuggy riffs and great drumming and stuff. Like this is fucking good.
It's definitely somebody.
You're fucking wrong. This is good.
It's definitely at somebody's lowest point.
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
And yes.
And I've been at a low point. So that's why I give it what I just think that the riffs are kind of weak.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I think the best thing about this is, which is embarrassing, is the vocalist and the lyrics. And
yeah,
I think that's the best thing. Everything else kind of falls kind of short. So
and I'm willing
to give it a 2.9. Man.
I mean, I guess he's like an unsavory character. I don't give a fuck, dude. I like G.D. Allen.
Look at how many unsavory characters there are in music.
Yeah, like G.D. Allen would shit on this guy.
If you literally.
Zing!
Yeah, you got to separate the artistry from the person.
Like in the Beatles, you know, some of those guys weren't fucking...
Fucking Beatles.
Fucking douches and everyone loves... Fuck the Beatles.
Fuck the Beatles.
I would never fuck the Beatles.
Yeah.
This is Blender Style. That was Five Finger Death Punch, The Way of the Fist. Blend, 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 blend it.